This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says the government is committed to conducting free and fair election. Prime Minister Oli vows to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens as early as possible. Opposition parties collect signatures of MPs of dissolved House of Representatives to file writ in Supreme Court to challenge dissolution of House. Health Ministry reports 193 corona-related deaths and nearly 8,000 infection cases in last 24 hours. And 21 runners died due to extreme weather condition in northwestern China. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said the government is committed to conducting a free and fair election. Talking to media persons at a program organized at Balwatar today, Prime Minister Oli assured that the upcoming election would be held as per the democratic values. Saying there was no alternative to election, Prime Minister Oli urged all the political parties to prepare for the upcoming election. Prime Minister Oli claimed that the country had been pushed to election due to the unethical conduct and conspiracy hatched by the opposition coalition. The Prime Minister also said provisions to protect citizens' life and development works would be prioritized in the upcoming budget. Prime Minister Oli clarified that the government would not incorporate any programs in the budget that would have long-term impacts in the country. In a different note, Prime Minister Oli said the entire population would be immunized against COVID-19 as early as possible. He added that the government was in talks with several nations and vaccine manufacturing companies in a bid to bring additional doses of the vaccines. A meeting of the opposition political parties held today has collected signatures of parliamentarians of the dissolved House of Representatives to file a writ petition at the Supreme Court against dissolution of the House. Parliamentarians of opposition parties in the dissolved House of Representatives have collected their signature for the purpose. Parliamentarians of Nepali Congress, CPN Maoist Center, CPN UML's Nepal Group, Janata Samajwadi Party's Yadav Bhattrai Group, and Rashtriya Janmorcha Party collected their signatures. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspakamal Dal Prachanda had said a writ will be filed in the Supreme Court tomorrow with the signatures of MPs to challenge the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Leader Prachanda claimed that a total of 149 lawmakers signed for the writ petition today to register at the Supreme Court. The Health and Population Ministry has reported 7,914 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours. With this, Nepal's total corona infection cases have crossed 532,000. Now the number of active cases in Nepal have crossed 115,000. Pardon me, please listen it again. Now the number of active cases in Nepal has crossed 115,000. Likewise, the ministry has recorded 193 corona-related deaths today. The ministry said the number of deaths also included the data shared by the Nepali Army's body disposal units. With this, Nepal's corona-related death toll has now crossed 6,300. As per the ministry's update, in the last 24 hours, nearly 7,600 people have recovered from the infection. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has issued this Nepal Citizenship Ordinance First Amendment 2021 at the recommendation of the Council of Ministers today. Issuing a press statement, Assistant Spokesperson at the Office of the President Kesab Prasad Ghimire confirmed the issuance of the ordinance by the President. Likewise, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Nepal's ambassador to the United Kingdom, Lok Darshan Regmi, as the non-residential ambassador for Ireland and Malta. Likewise, Nepal's ambassador to Germany, Ramkaji Khotka, has been appointed as the non-residential ambassador for the Slovak Republic. The Office of the President has confirmed the appointments of ambassadors Regmi and Khotka. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now on to more news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Parvat Gurung, has said the government is positive to address the issues forwarded by the Federation of Nepalese Journalists, FNJ. Receiving a memo of demand submitted by Corporate Province Committee of FNJ today, Minister Gurung said the government accorded top priority to inoculate journalists against COVID-19. More than 150 mountaineers have successfully climbed Mount Everest today. Contact officer of the Tourism Department, Ganendra Srestha, has informed that more than 150 mountaineers have ascended the highest peak of the world today as weather conditions improved. He further said a higher number of climbers could ascend Mount Everest on the 28th and 29th of May if the weather condition favored. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now on to some international updates. 21 runners have died after extreme weather struck a long-distance race in northwestern China. High winds and freezing rain hit participants in the 100-kilometer ultra-marathon in the Yellow River Stone Forest in Gansu province of China. The race was halted when some of the 172 runners went missing and a rescue operation was launched. Many of the stranded runners reportedly suffered from hypothermia. Officials said 151 runners were now confirmed safe and 8 of them were injured. At least 8 people have been killed after a cable car fell near Lake Maggiore in northern Italy. Local emergency services say the accident happened on a service transporting passengers from the resort town of Stresa. Alpine Rescue and Air Helicopters emergency services have responded to the accident. Italian media reported 2 children were taken from the scene to hospital. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly and mountainous region of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. It will remain partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain with thunder showers are also likely to occur at a few places of the hilly region of Province 1. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says the government is committed to conducting free and fair election. Prime Minister Oli vows to provide anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens as early as possible. Opposition parties collect signatures of MPs of dissolved House of Representatives to file writ in Supreme Court to challenge dissolution of House. Health Ministry reports 193 corona-related deaths and nearly 8,000 infection cases in last 24 hours. And 21 runners died due to extreme weather condition in northwestern China. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.